gonna rock your face off. Your band is garbage. You're the best podcast in the world. And if you don't think so, you can always fuck off. Your band is garbage. It's gonna roll away.
What the fuck is up, Worm Nation? Hey, it's take on? Two of this shit. And hey, guess what? It's the 4th of July.
That's right.
We got some fun shit planned for the holiday. But first, Jacob, I got to know what you're doing. What are you doing? What are you doing today? You going out? You grilling some dogs?
As of this episode of recording, we'll be hanging out with my friends and blowing some shit up and eating some burgers and dogs. I'm excited for it. It's good. It's cool. Good to be
That's
doing it.
And Keelan, how about you?
I'm going...
Keelan will be doing it with me.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing it with Jacob.
But where's my invite?
I invited you.
I know, I'm working. Anyway, it's not just the three of us chilling here in the studio. We've got a band who has been patiently waiting to come on the program. We've got truly. Paper Geese in the house. How are y'all doing?
Yo, what's up?
Oh,
happy 420th of July.
Yep.
That's right.
That's what it is.
All right. And if we want, I know y'all are working on a single mic system over there. So if we just want to kind of pass that around, introduce yourselves to our Worm Nation, kind of what you do in the band, stuff like that.
Sure. I'm Rissa. I'm the lead guitarist. And sometimes I make songs and then we play them.
Mm-hmm. And would. Sometimes people hear those songs too.
Sometimes
we have heard some of those songs. So,
yeah, I'm Andrew. I play drums. Yeah, I just try to do the best I can to make some of the tracks that Rissa and Casey write sound as awesome as possible.
Hell yeah!
I love it. It's like we're back in college.
yeah. And also, what's your favorite pizza topping?
Hi guys. It's controversial. I actually really hate pepperoni. I'll give you one I don't like. Yeah,
is
fuck
that actually
pepperoni.
True?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. It's like salt. I don't know. Probably mushrooms. Mushrooms are cool. I'm Devin. I play keyboard. Make weird synthy sounds.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, a flex throwing a keyboard into like a self-described emo pop band. Like I love keyboard in music, and we need more of it.
We love
what
weird
I have to say.
I'll try to keep it going then.
All right, I'm Kyle. I play the big guitar, otherwise known as the bass.
Hell yeah!
Because four strings is like the right number, pretty much. I have five.
Oh yeah.
And so right. Like six strings is too many strings for the number of fingers that I
that
have.
That makes so much sense.
I have to take off my headphones when I'm talking because I'm monitoring all you guys from a different account, and so I'm hearing my own voice on like a few milliseconds delay, and it's really disorienting.
That
so
sucks.
If you're responding to me right now, I'm very sorry, but I can't hear you.
Hell yeah.
That's so good.
Dang it.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm the new rhythm guitarist. I'm the newest to the band. I've only been here like 2 months, but I'm having a great time. And I also do art on the side.
Hell yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. Oh, and my favorite pizza topping is mushrooms.
I really like that we're all agreeing on mushrooms here. Also, yeah, I want to also say Devin and Mark also, yeah, they both do insane like graphic design art. They just made some sick like prototype shirts for us.
Hell yeah.
They are like the best. Okay, fine. Just kidding. Devin says he did nothing and that Mark did everything and we're going to kick Devin out of the band subsequently.
Damn. That's actually a bummer to hear.
Yeah, I know. It all just happened now.
But... Just getting to know him, but that's too bad. That's unfortunate.
No. I'm sorry. It was so hard to find them. We cannot get rid of them so soon. I had to make a Tinder to find them.
Oh, no. That's tough.
Casey's, okay, just to be fair, Casey has not had a single band that's not been comprised of completely Tinder-found people. So it's a good method, and she's using it. Now introduce yourself, please.
Okay, I was in a lot of bands without Tinder because I wasn't 18 yet. Thank you very much. I am Casey. I am the lead singer, and... It's interesting that you said it's interesting that we have a piano because a lot of our songs were actually written on piano to start with.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw a recording on Instagram of just like guitar and keyboard, and I was like, oh shit, that's sick.
Yeah, a lot of our current songs were either written by Rissa or I, and then brought together. And Rissa doesn't write lyrics, so she had a lot of like fully done songs with just like layers and layers of like guitar and bass and drums that she did everything. And I have a lot of like just songs that are fully structured out, but no like recording, just lyrics and chords. So we actually overlapped nicely.
Yeah. Worked
out
nicely.
Had too many fucking songs to deal with.
Hey, that's a great problem to have, though.
Absolutely.
It is, but it's also like, then how do we keep moving forward? Because we keep writing, and now we have more people who also write things, and now we have like too many things that we've written.
That's the best part, is
which it's a good problem. But...
Well, yeah, because I mean, as of now, we've actually been holed up in the studio a lot, trying to get EP one done, and I think we have another little like cover comp EP that's going to be fun.
Hell yeah!
And then we're dropping LP one, and we have a lot of the content, like, you know, fairly close to finished.
Sure. That rocks.
But yeah, and a lot of that, you know, started with me and Casey having kind of our songs written or merging them together, but now it's becoming something else, even better, now that we have all these other people in our band being able to like put their own spin on things or add new parts to things. And hopefully, you know, the more we write, the more it becomes like super collaborative. So our sound is gonna probably be all over the place, but like hopefully in a good way.
Yeah.
The number of times that like I've been at band practice with Keelan and we've been like, we're gonna hammer out the songs that we already have, and we end up walking away with like three new voice memo demos, is insane. So I completely understand how adding more people onto that and to that creative process can really expand the catalog.
Right.
Especially because Andrew actually turns out was sitting on a pile of fucking gold and wasn't telling anyone for some reason.
I've been telling him for years, by the way. I've been telling Andrew for years. He makes beats on Ableton. He has since, like, you've been making beats since, like, high school, whatever. They're fucking dope. And we're going to integrate them into Paper Geese. And everyone's going to be introduced to Andron.
We need more beats in the scene. So I'm totally in for that. That rocks. We could always use more beats.
Yeah, we'll definitely have some of that on our first LP.
Hell yes.
Yeah, our first song that we're actually using, his beat number 2 out of, well, he gave us a folder of like 16, but I don't know how many there really are. Cult Daddy is going to be on LP1 based off a Andron beat. We like to call it Damn Drawn.
That's so good.
Jacob, I think it might be time for our first segment.
Yeah, I feel like it might be. I feel like that's a pretty decent segue.
I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move.
Gotta stop that real quick. You cannot let that go any longer than we let it go.
Yep.
This is Money Moves.
That's
the
segment
called
Money Moves.
So formerly this was kind of like history of the band, just to prove that we did some kind of research, and astute listeners at home will recognize that we kind of are doing a new format on this one, going through just like all of the releases and music like in order. Never like, what is that? That's not content. So instead, this time we're gonna do sort of history of the band via Q&A. Tangents and everything are welcome. But we do have a couple of questions, and I'm sorry, I gotta start with the hardball question. It's on everybody's minds. We got the name change. What's going on?
Yeah, because I definitely found you guys when it was Wormed, but it's not that now. It's Paper
and
Geese
also
now.
I need to know how to pronounce the old name. Is it just like Worm? Is it
so
like Worm
you
Nation?
Just answered your own question there. Also, it's pronounced Worm. So if you go to a show and someone's like, yeah, our name's Worm, when you go to look up Worm, are you going to find us with what you look up?
No.
No.
Yeah. Probably not.
No. So there you go. We really realize that, like,
correct though, it is phonetically correct. So, like, if you look at it and like try to read it, it's Worm. Like, it technically.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can sound it out. I feel like phonetically reading it, I get it. But if you just said, "I'm going to see Worm tonight," I'd be like, "Well, that's a band called Worm."
Also, even if we said it's Worm with a H and an N, that doesn't really explain things.
Yeah, you're right. It's Worm, but it has some extra consonants, the wrong vowels.
Yeah, so telling someone our name always ended up with spelling it, and it was very hard to do at shows, and we realized we needed something else.
Actually, I'll just send you a link. Can you just, what's your number? I'll just send it to you. Exactly.
I'll just pull up our Spotify on your phone right now.
And I'll just follow us, and I'll save all the music right now. Give me your phone.
And it didn't help that when we made stickers, I guess they were a little ill conceptually like designed, but the W was a big worm.
Right. I liked that
and
sticker,
the mouth.
Though.
It's a great sticker, but so many people, you know, understandably read it as like Herm. Is this Herm? Is your band W Herm? What is this? And you're like, man, we've just made it worse. We've only made things worse.
Oh my god!
You're like, merch will solve the problem. Everybody will know, and then
exactly.
Lo and behold.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I have to say something because actually I haven't even said this to Robin or Keelan yet, but. Like a week or so ago for the podcast, we decided that it would be fun to try to print some stickers, and we ordered some stickers online, and I got them in the mail today, and they're way too small, man. I don't know who let me order the stickers, but they... So first of all, I ordered some circular ones that are just the logo for the show. They are 1 inch by 1 inch. They look like Band-Aids.
You were drunk as shit that night, too. You're right. Why did we let you?
Nobody was watching me.
That episode's
going to
be coming out later this month.
Nobody was letting me paying attention. And, like, some of the sticker designs we have honestly are sick. And I'm hoping that we print more. But it's so funny. They're, like, 1 inch big. It's incredible.
Wait, that is the perfect size to seal envelopes with.
That's a really good point.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I had to say that.
Yeah, you should be sorry for interrupting, because this is my segment, dude. I have a follow-up question about the name. I'm not going to lie, I'd already read that story on Twitter, but one that I couldn't find is where Paper Geese came from. I understand, like, was that like an old name for this band? Was that a separate project?
So that was kind of... It was supposed to be like a whole band, but ended up being pretty much my project. When I was 16, I made a band with a few people. We ended up with a list of like 150 like random phrases. My friend Kyla actually came up with Paper Geese. It was just a giant brainstorming session. It won over wall repair, and bagged lunch was one that I was vehemently against, but I think is still free if anyone wants it. Would probably be in style now. So Paper Geese was just kind of random words thrown together, and over the years I kept replacing musicians as people went to college or back to London or Brazil. And finally, pandemic hit. I ended up moving to Philly for a year, moved back, started Worm. I had actually, you're right, we actually did start Paper Geese back up again, and that was how I started making music with Rissa, like on our own. Yeah, she was Paper Geese's drummer for a bit, because I contacted the old, my old drummer moved up to Brooklyn, and I think now Manhattan. So I still do other stuff with him, but he couldn't make the commute anymore. The old guitarist came and was back in Paper Geese for a bit. Our old bassist was training to be an underwater welder. So when I contacted him, he said he actually did not have much of a hand. Like, it was mangled and was not in bass playing condition.
Oh man,
a while.
Fuck. Jesus.
So that led to getting a bunch of new members. And at some point we realized that Worm and Paper Geese had all of the same members. Except for like just one different. And we were like, oh, we'll just combine them.
Yeah.
And since Paper Geese was kind of like my project, we decided that Worm would be better. You know, we make a new name for all of us. And then the band became, you know, about mainly like the songs Rissa and I write, but we finally have a team of people who are going to stick around and can play things very well. Except yeah. Kyle, he has a job. I hope he stays. I hope Kyle stays for a long time. But he's a real adult with a job.
Well, if you need a new bassist at any point, I'm dog shit, but I'll make the drive.
Yeah,
I'll drive.
Hands work.
What, like 15 hours for practice? That'll be fine.
That's crazy.
No offense, but that sounds horrible.
it is. I drove through, because I'm in like southwestern Ohio. I drove through the entirety of Pennsylvania for that. There was like a big show.
It's the DIY Super Bowl, you fool.
It was the DIY Super Bowl. Come on, I went to the friend. DIY Super Bowl. And I made that drive alone, and that was horrible. So you're right. I will not be doing that.
I think I was in Ohio during that with Rissa.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
We're going throughout Wisconsin. But yeah, Paper Geese ended up, we just stole the name because it was a better name, even though the band was like a different band based off being the same band.
Yeah.
That was a different band that is now the same band.
And that's easy to understand. I think anybody can get that just right off the bat. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
An easy oral history.
Where did your name come from?
hey, listeners at home, you can find out where our name came from during the podcast crossover extravaganza on someone else's podcast.
We kind of stole it on accident, but that's whatever. Not a big deal.
No, they can listen to the other podcast. They can find out. So I first discovered Paper Geese from the song When Will I Ascend, when that was doing numbers on Twitter a couple months ago. First off, song bangs. Yep. It's vibey, but it's got riffs, so it's right up my alley. But in my, I guess we kind of figured this out, but in my brief research, I found some demos of that song as early as like 2017. Not the Scraps and Bits one that you posted recently on your Bandcamp, papergeese.bandcamp.com, but actually posted that long ago. So I guess, hold on, I lost my train of thought. Jesus Christ, this is going to happen more than once, I promise.
No, I think I get what you're coming from. So has Paper Geese been around since at least that long, or has it even been before then? Like, how, I guess, how long have a, I know that obviously Paper Geese started with like just you and sort of your project, but how long has that as a whole been happening?
Well, this is Rissa speaking now, and actually When Will I Ascend is from the original version was as early as I think 2017. That is from when I first attempted to make an EP in my dad's basement, which is a little bit of a studio.
Sure.
And so I've had that song along with a few other songs that are going to be on EP1.
Hell yeah.
For in my pocket for years. Went to a different studio, re-recorded them. I'm now re-recording them again because of just lots of stuff. But actually the song has changed a lot over time, and I'm, by the time it gets released again on whatever we're releasing on LP1, I don't even know, it's gonna sound much more like the 2017 demo version.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, in general, like I've had music existing since like in my head anyway, obviously not really anywhere else, since like 2013, but wasn't really in bands. I was just playing by myself, recording right. a lot and keeping stuff to myself or SoundCloud or something. And then we have Casey, who since she was 16, basically, well, even before that, you've been writing songs since you're...
Yeah, actually very similar timeline to you. Like in 2013, I was making music. I was in quote unquote bands, but not doing much. I guess 2017 is probably when 2017, 2018 is when Paper Geese formed. So anything that's called Paper Geese from before, like the past few months, is something that was my project. Anything else that's like related to us would be one of Rissa's projects. I think she's had like a few different names for things over the years.
True.
Acoustic glue stick.
At first it was just I had I was Clarissa Curlin, my full name, full like an name. Asshole on Bandcamp, so I had that. Casey's dad had this great band name in his pocket that he had never got to use, Acoustic Glue Stick.
That is an awesome
so
name.
I stole that for a little bit to release some like random old stuff that I had. And then it formed into, actually it was gonna be Puke Shoe before it was Worm. I'm really glad we navigated away from that one.
Puke Shoe was very punk though.
It was inspired by real life. I puked on my shoe.
Yeah, that's a real life event. That's gotta be a real thing. Puke Shoe is real.
Yeah, it was after the first time I hung out with Casey, and I got, you know, very drunk. I was very hungover getting an Uber. And as I was waiting for the Uber, I had to yak, and I was in Philly and there was just nowhere else but the ground, and it was really windy, and it just came right back to my shoe.
No. So, not the wind taking it.
It was my favorite pair of like low top Vans. And no. I was like, okay, I'm really gonna like go fully through with this. So like I got like graphic design for Puke Shoe from the person who made my original Clarissa Curlin logos.
Hell yes.
Which the Clarissa Curlin thing made no sense either, because it's like it's just two like aliens in a suit. Like I don't know how that represents me or anything I do.
Yeah. And that's the music. That's kind of what it sounds like. Two aliens in a suit. So
yeah, like in my head, I was just like, yeah, I was like, this is it. Yeah, that's what I want.
So what does the Puke Shoe logo look like? What, like, just is it literally just puke on a shoe?
It was a replica of my van, with some green like fluorescent-y puke on it. It was like a digital like art thing, and then it said like Puke Shoe behind it, and kind of like it's kind of like those memes. Oh crap, I can't. It'll make sense somehow in my head.
But like the big games. Like block letters behind the logo.
Yeah, where it's like, yeah. It had a, I paid for it and everything.
Hey, there you go.
See,
supporting artists.
Here's where you messed up is you didn't write Puke Shoe in puke underneath the pile of puke.
You know what? That would have hit.
We'll talk later. Yeah. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, well, sounds good.
Puke Shoe, comma LLC. We'll figure it out. Whatever it is. Okay, I do have one more question. So I gotta know about, y'all had a recent road trip. It seemed like you had a really sick time despite not being able to play that one show. So I don't know if you're able to say what happened. I think the people at home would like to know. And also, what fucking shenanigans did you get up to in the meantime? Because sounded like you did some fun shit.
We hit a lot of traffic. Like, a lot.
Oh, God.
We also had shirt merch that was going to come in. It actually, when you go to track it, it still says it's coming June 8th.
No.
We still don't have it.
Not the current tense of tracking it, still. That sucks.
The shirts that you handmade, though, were pretty sick. Like, I would have called it quits as soon as the merch order didn't come in time, but y'all had the dedication to throw some shit together.
Yeah, that's sick, honestly.
You know, it was kind of really stressful for a bit. and then, I don't know, things just kept getting crazier and crazier. Like, the venue was just way more cramped than I think anyone anticipated. That was just like, I guess communication on both ends was kind of iffy, because we are like a six-person band.
Right.
it was like a lot more.
We can hardly do stuff with three people on the podcast, and yeah. We do all of our stuff online. There's no travel. There's no phone calls. Like,
yeah, and we're still like not that good at it. So, totally get that.
You know, venues. I mean, it looked pretty cool. It's kind of cool. Casey got a little sick. I don't know. You want to talk about that?
I have been dealing with chronic illness since I was 10 years old. sometimes it just kind of is like, you are going to puke for a few hours now, and then we'll see what happens next. But
that sucks.
So we drove a long ways for me to puke in a new state.
Hey, mark one off the list at least.
Yeah.
Devin said I was in a car for 5 hours. I was actually in a car for 7 hours because we were the ones who got stuck behind another accident in Connecticut. If you drive in Connecticut and are a driver in Connecticut, drive better, please.
Just the state of Connecticut as a whole?
Yes.
There's nothing good going on driving-wise over there?
That's absolutely correct. I drive through Connecticut pretty regularly.
Damn.
Every single time. It's just a total mess.
I don't know much about Connecticut, but they seem nice. Maybe that's just me not knowing much about Connecticut.
Anyone from Connecticut, feel free to email an apology at papergeese.gmail.com. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we got hit with kind of just like a lot of things.
The perfect storm of scenarios to like...
Yeah.
Sorry for bringing up a bummer. We can like we can cut all that if you want.
Wait, what was the chipmunk?
Just like, all right, offbeat plot of the entire trip is like at the venue when everyone was just kind of like bummed out and like losing their minds. I don't know who it was, but
there was a chipmunk inside.
like someone just made a hard left and like there was a chipmunk in there.
What?
And,
just hanging out?
It was a very nature-y experience. I got destroyed by mosquitoes outside.
Ooh.
Ooh, hate that.
Yeah, that sucks.
There was a puddle that, a bathtub. Yeah, there was a bathtub. I got to witness mosquito larvae swimming around a lot. They were really cool looking.
No, that sucks. Yeah.
Hi. It was.
That's horrifying.
I mean, I actually thought it was really cool. Like, I wasn't bringing that up as like a negative part of it. I thought that actually like redeemed it a little bit. Yeah. No, I was all just kind of like woozy from like puking. I was like, I'm just gonna go like wander over away from people, because I saw people kept like coming over and like just like kind of pointing and being like, yeah. I was like, oh, they're explaining things. Yep, yeah, that's fine. But yeah, Mark showed me the little bathtub that had so much life within it. Because as we know, all life is good and needs to be preserved exactly the way it is. All mosquito breeding grounds should be left untouched. Let them breed. Let the mosquitoes breed.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of nature and animals, I gotta know about the chickens. Who's got chickens?
Oh, those are my sister's chickens. Oh, wait. Actually, no. It could be either. I mean, I think I've posted... Casey's mom has chickens, and my sister in Boston has chickens.
That's crazy.
Weird place to have chickens, I guess, but you know.
Crazy. There are multiple options as far as whose chickens it could be.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. There's like, I think between us, there's like at least like 8 chickens.
Hmm.
And
we have none as a podcast, I think. I'm pretty sure.
I walked into my sister's kitchen and she genuinely had no less than like 50 eggs.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just in every different like kind of. Hmm. It was more. It was so many. I was like, are you okay? Like.
That sounds terrible. I don't like eggs that much. I don't think anybody likes eggs that much.
It was like a disturbing quantity of eggs. It was like if you had just checked any container in the kitchen or like opened a cupboard, there'd be more eggs. Like, look underneath the cup, there's an egg there.
You know, like that SpongeBob episode where like they're the parents and it, like SpongeBob rips down. Yeah, he's like, see, like no matter where you looked, it was just like eggs.
That's awesome.
But you know, the chickens are cool. So I saw one lay an egg one time. It was really gross. Yeah, you know, because it comes out of like their cloaca, you know.
Yeah, you're just watching an animal give birth at that point.
Yeah, no, like I just saw it come out, and like literally like then my sister was like, okay, now grab it,
and I just did it. I don't know why it was so like, it was kind of like warm and like a little gooey, and I was like, this is the worst experience of my life.
Now, quick question. How many chickens do you need to get that many eggs?
That depends on how long you keep the eggs for.
Let's say a month.
Only like three.
Oh no, that's not
anymore.
I would have gotten more than that. That's really good to know.
Well, yeah, my sister did, like, she did have like six chickens, but her dog, well, actually one got like fucked by a hawk or some shit. But,
Oh no.
But her husky lab mix, husky golden retriever mix, like murdered the shit out of another one.
No.
I think maybe two. Oh my god! Nice. Okay, apparently she said tortured. I don't know why that needs to be that. Like, we could just leave it at murder.
Yeah.
Mark, how do you like to eat your eggs?
Uh oh.
Sunny side up, scrambled. Sometimes on the trip particularly, I was just really hungry. I just popped one in raw. I was just, you know, kind of the Rocky method.
Like the whole thing or like the inside of it?
I just popped the whole thing in there. I was just, you know, needing a snack. It left a really weird texture on my teeth that I wasn't expecting for a while after. It was like kind of grindy. I guess that was the calcium.
Wait, shell and all or no?
Yeah, shell and all. Yeah, if that wasn't clear. I know.
Whoa!
That's fucked.
Well, I was with you. I was like about to defend that, and then
I have a picture. Actually, I will make sure that we post it on the Paper Geese account on the 4th.
Put it in the Discord, please.
Oh, I will also put it in the Discord. Yeah, no, Mark just ate it. We just gave them an egg. And they had it in their hand, and then it was in their mouth, and then it was all over everything.
Oh, no.
And then the next morning, we were having a conversation about cookie dough, because it's actually the flour raw that's the issue, not, like, raw eggs, because for eggs, the salmonella isn't on the inside. Salmonella is actually on the outside of the egg, because it's in bird poop.
I knew that. That I did know. That's why they tell you never to crack your eggs on the side of the bowl, which I just learned recently.
So Mark is gonna die.
I'm actually microdosing on salmonella to become immune. So
Also, since Mark ate that whole egg, he's become insanely swole. The gains are just
wow.
It's like he can barely fit in the room.
Hard to argue with the results.
Yeah. So like, just one egg and it could change your life. Think about that.
Makes me think Mark's been eating them on the sly.
Yeah, but Mark actually, Mark looks like the type of person who just like downs a raw egg every morning. Like I could see that. I'm gonna be honest. I could like expect that from you.
It's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah. Everyone knows that. You know, one raw egg, and you're just like, I gotta have me some more of that.
That's right.
Keelan is having a panic attack right now. I think we got to move on from eggs.
I'm having the time of my life right now.
You know what would make that time even better is if you popped a nice juicy egg right now.
An egg for
Keelan,
each orifice.
Will you do an egg live on webcam?
Will you do an egg on webcam for us, dude? Come on. Don't say do an egg like that, first of all.
Do an egg. Do an egg.
Do an egg. Do an egg. Egg.
Egg. Hey, I graduated.
You don't have the guts. You don't have the guts.
I graduated from the DARE program. I can handle
it. So we're collectively a nightmare.
Oh man.
No, it's wonderful. It's perfect. It's just the kick in the ass that Keelan needs to get swole.
Yeah, I mean everybody needs egg, you know? You just gotta do it.
All right. I have one more band related question before we go to the break, and we go to our next segment. So to round out Money Moves, you've described yourselves as emo pop, which I don't think really tells the whole story. Like, there's points of like ambience, there's some distorted rock and roll, there's some like grungy tones in it. So, I guess what can people expect from upcoming Paper Geese releases?
A lot. Honestly, actually, I think somebody just referenced us as emo pop, and we just liked the way it sounded, so we put it in our bio. Like, oh, yeah. Genuinely, we make so many. I come from a background of, I guess, like grunge, shoegaze, you know, Cocktail Twins, like kind of that kind of shit. So like that's where you get the ambience and that kind of weirdness. And then we also have some just straight up like kind of pop punk stuff, but then with the release of LP1, there's at least one song on there that actually gets really heavy and has like a fucking breakdown and
hell
everything.
yeah
and then we have the Andrew beats, so like, we're not like flying in that many directions. I promise there's like more cohesiveness to it than it sounds
right.
I think with each release as a whole, collectively, they will have their own cohesive sound, but we've got kind of just, I don't know, a lot of genre, you know.
A plethora of sources to pull from.
Yeah.
Which I like that. I like sort of like dynamic, different. I like fucking Attack, like where it's like hard, like Euro techno, and then like fucking metalcore. Like it's, you can do all kinds of different stuff and put it together. And as long as it's cohesive, like I love that. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Unbeknownst to everyone. Don't tell them. Don't tell anyone. I'm just going to put like so much crazy, weird ambient synth stuff over everything.
Yeah.
Just very, very lightly. I don't know. Expect anything. Expect that.
The way that Robin was trying to think of a band to reference like musical breadth, fucking Attack was the thing you came up with, man.
I don't know, dude. I don't listen to
Whatever.
I listen to dog shit music all the time. I'm sorry. I can't help it. It was that or Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it is that.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
That's a little creepy.
Friends, I think it's about time we throw it over to a little quick break.
Yeah, that's a good call. We can take a little pee-pee break. Yeah, hang out for a bit. We'll do a little pee-pee break. We'll be back and we'll talk about more things.
That's right. And celebrate the holiday.
Oh, that's true. We have to do that stuff. We didn't really do any America stuff yet.
Oh, we've done plenty of America stuff.
Come on.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, Worm Nation, it's Rube here doing the ad read with a very special guest. It's Canada's own Dr. Jordan Peterson. Dr. Peterson, how are you doing?
Well, I'm miserable and I'm anxious and I'm bitter and I'm angry and I'm stuck in my career and I don't seem to be able to get anywhere.
Whoa there, Jordan. If your job has you down, why don't you try podcasting? It's fun, you can do it from your own home, and with just a Buzzsprout account and some of your own equipment you have lying around your computer desk, you can get started in no time.
Maybe you should try to make one friend.
I mean, I actually started a podcast with one of my many friends, and here I thought you and I were becoming fast friends.
You're wrong and stupid.
Well, Jordan, that may be, but even someone as wrong and stupid as I am can get started in the podcast world with Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout distributes this show to every major podcasting platform, plus the minor ones to boot.
You're wrong and stupid.
What are you, some kind of robot? Is that all you have to say?
I'm a human being.
Well, if that's the case, you and all of the other human beings listening at home or at work can follow the Buzzsprout link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting journey. And if you sign up for a paid account, you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
Yeah, that's what it is at the bottom of the hell of things.
Yeah, I don't like Amazon either, but it's the world we live in. With Buzzsprout, you also get a fantastic website, analytics, and tools to promote your episode. You like websites, don't you, Dr. Peterson?
You really want to know what I think?
I do.
It's revenge against God for the crime of being.
Come on, Jordan, you don't really believe that. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and trust me when I say that Buzzsprout is the best place to start.
A close reading of 20th century history indicates, as nothing else can.
Oh boy, here he goes.
The horrors that accompany
Jordan.
Loss of faith in the
Jordan.
Idea
shh, 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 shh.
Of the individual.
You're okay, buddy. You're okay.
It is only the individual, after all, who suffers.
I know. I know you've suffered. It's
does not
suffer. You're going to be okay, man. It's going to be all right. We were talking off pod. I think they can hear me, but my cat jumped off. Finn jumped off of me and hit my ball.
No.
So for a solid chunk of that first half of the episode, I was like, ugh.
I saw Finn on your lap and I didn't want to interrupt by saying anything, but he looked particularly cute.
He did. He was having a good time. He at one point put his little face up to the mic and was like, it was like he wanted to be on the podcast.
Yeah, but he's a cat, so he can't talk and stuff. So,
well, he can talk. He talks to me, dude.
He doesn't really have agency. We don't have free will. If you think
really
about
doesn't
it,
doesn't have agency. Finn gets on the podcast and starts yelling at Keelan.
A close reading of 20th century history indicates, as nothing else can, the horrors that accompany loss of faith in the idea of the individual. It is only the individual, after all, who suffers.
I think they're
the group does not suffer.
Oh, it's like if your cat was Jordan Peterson or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You only feed your cat red meat and salt.
You really want to know what I think? I think it's revenge against God for the crime of being.
I have 8 Jordan Peterson sound clips that I just added to the soundboard. So,
arguably,
that's a great move.
You're arguably wrong and stupid.
That's perfect.
My personal favorite.
Maybe you should try to make one friend.
Oh man.
Hell yeah. Oh damn.
Well, we're back. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Are we back? Are we
back?
Ready?
Is everybody back?
Are we back?
I don't know if anybody. I guess I said that very prematurely. I don't know if that's true. Oh my god, that's the egg pick. Damn, bit right into the shell and everything, too.
Yeah, like chomped like into chomped it. I thought you were talking about just like putting it in your mouth.
Yeah, I would probably do the whole thing.
And crunching it up in there. Really getting the goop on it.
I like that this is like my first impression. This is the first thing you've known about me. It's just the egg thing. I swear I have other attributes.
I mean, you are ridiculously good at drawing. Like, I've just been watching you draw this, like, insane art this whole podcast, and it's like...
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he drew the Clarissa Curlin logo just based off of, like, what we were talking about. Like, I don't know.
Like, it actually looked just fucking like it. I was like, damn.
Drawing is such an unreal skill. I'm so
yeah,
jealous.
Like, I do not understand, like, just looking at what he's doing right now. I'm like, no, I don't get it. It's beautiful, but I don't understand it. Now he's gonna draw eggs. Good.
Jacob, I know you can
shut
draw.
The fuck. I knew you were saying something, Keelan. Keelan has. I think at this point it's a bit, but Keelan keeps insisting that I can draw and that I'm like keeping the skill from him. I don't know where that comes from. I promise
I've,
you, I can't.
I've
draw.
Known you for like just 14 gaslighting you. Years or something like that.
You are thinking of my younger brother who can draw. I cannot draw.
I'm not thinking of Joey.
I don't know what you want me to say. I can't draw.
I know you can draw. You're left-handed. You know how to draw.
I'm left-handed.
Know.
That's a bad thing, if anything. It gets all blurry from my hand rubbing against it. Whatever.
Come on, it's okay. You can admit it. We know you can draw.
Thank you.
No.
All right, friends, we're rocking and rolling. We're getting back into it. Now, people at home are going to be sad. We don't have a newsic today. There's not a lot of music news going on that's any more important than any of the regular news. But in celebration of the 4th of July, we're bringing back a fan favorite segment. And I would like to welcome all of you to the second edition of the Joe Brandon Update.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here.
All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Donald Trump thinks healthcare is a privilege. Brock and I think it's a right for people that bad at healthcare.
And they had, those days, you used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Stand up, Chuck. Come to see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck. Put him in a rain barrel. Get him rusty.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids. Black kids. Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
Yeah, that last one's pretty tough.
They're all so tough.
Welcome to the Joe Brandon update, friends. It's been a couple months, but there's a lot of stuff going on in politics right now. So,
none of it's fun, huh?
Hate to be a bummer, but we're gonna have to talk about it.
Yeah, it sucks shit. Basically,
everything sucks shit. The Democrats are feckless and incompetent, and they have a wanton disregard for the needs of their voters. And now we're here. So, hooray.
Yep.
We love it.
Yep. We love to see it.
And we're, of course, talking about our favorite group of people in the country, the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Our favorite group of people whose names and addresses are publicly available.
And that's, I guess, all we're going to say about it, because we can't say anything else.
I can't say what I really think about them, unfortunately.
I love the American judicial system. It does a very nice job.
Keep
it up.
They're doing great. Yeah.
Good. If any of the Supreme Court members are listening,
you got it. There might be a few of them listening, so that's good that you'd said that. There, you never know for sure.
I hear Clarence Thomas very specifically listens to the program. So if you have anything that you want to say specifically to him.
No, nothing that we should record.
I know, I've been silent because I'm like, this is all recorded? What can I say?
Yeah, it's really hard nowadays because you want to be thoughtful as far as what's going on, and you also want to like try to call people to action as much as possible. But it's a really fine line between like a call to action politically and like terrorism.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where the line is, but
I think the line is right here.
Jesus.
You can't do that. I'll let you guys do that.
Parody, satire.
Parody. Yeah, parody. Yeah, parody. Of course. Absolutely.
Right, so if we look through Minecraft's history, we can see that like plague has always preceded revolution. So are the people of Minecraft going to allow the blocks to consider being blocks, or should they be?
I love the Minecraft. The Minecraft is so good.
I have 15,000 blocks of TNT.
Yeah. Parody.
In Minecraft.
I think in Minecraft we need to uninstall Minecraft and go outside and touch real grass instead.
You're
talking about the Matrix. So basically, we're all just in the fucking Matrix.
Yeah,
the Cube. Yeah, that's a fucking great movie. Yeah, this is the Cube. I agree. Devin theorizes that we are in the Cube, if you're familiar with that movie.
No, what
that's
cube?
The Cube is, oh yeah, it's a horror movie. It's awful. Have you guys seen Hellraiser? Anyone seen Hellraiser? We're in Hellraiser's box, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
The lament configuration.
Yes, Mark knows the exact. Yeah, so like, you know, when someone like solves the puzzle of that box, like, you know, Pinhead comes out and just everything is hell and death and torture. And, you know, I think maybe just somebody was fiddling around with that box. And that's where we are now.
Who are you calling Pinhead?
He is at the bottom of the hell of things.
True.
I think the important thing to note about the box is that it has been set up like that from the beginning. It has been a long-term plan. It is not surprise this box suddenly does this now.
Every time.
Yeah, something they definitely warned about the box happening for a long time. I feel like we had plenty of notice and I don't know. We call this the Joe Brandon update, but there's no real update on what he's doing because the answer is nothing. as per the usual.
He's dodging the student loan. I need my money, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly.
I need my money.
Where's my fucking money? Where's my fucking money?
A lot I need of my tech talk Joe.
From a dude who owes me money.
Coming in August, Joe. I
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of no talk. Anyway, harp on what everyone else is saying. 1997 horror sci-fi. It's an hour and 30 minutes. Director Visconso Natali. 350,000 budget. Music by Mark Corvin. Sequel is The Cube 2. So that's pretty much where we're at.
They did a second Cube.
It's on Netflix. I think we can all agree here. If you haven't watched it yet, that's pretty much our opinion of where we're at.
That's a
so
required viewing.
Keelan and Jacob's dumbest classmate recently posted on Facebook saying that
sharing from the group chat now.
Yeah, I'm sharing from the group chat. We're here. Why not? They don't know who it is. But they said that they think that everything started when CERN, the CERN, did the Hadron Collider. That changed our world permanently and created the Mandela effect.
Yes.
Now, real quick, you might be thinking, "Oh, good bit, not a bit,
not a joke."
He's dead fucking serious.
Dead serious. Yeah.
And is concerned that they're turning it back on. Thinks that's why. It's crazy how you can present somebody with just the fact that we are living in a hellish society, and they will do everything in their power to identify a cause of it that either doesn't exist or is just completely stupid.
Yeah, just wrong. Just the other, like the opposite direction of anything that is
like,
truly an issue.
Oh, I don't make any money and I can't afford to live in a house. It must be because of some scientists in Europe.
Yep.
I heard a really crazy conspiracy recently. I don't know if anyone wants to go in on some conspiracy stuff, but
yeah,
I mean, it's not even like a real whole conspiracy. It's just one of the craziest things I've heard someone like unironically believe. I have an aunt that I guess kind of went off on like a little bit of like a crazy, like just like dive into like, I don't know, whatever YouTube like conspiracy or stuff like that. But she was telling me like there's aborted fetuses in McDonald's. Like that's just what they do with the fetuses.
That's why the Coke tastes so good, dude.
There's a trinochrome in the Sprite.
Yeah, it's the stem cells.
They're bringing back fetuses at McDonald's.
Yeah, they're bringing back the McFetus.
That was banging back in the day.
Yeah,
I don't remember the early
2000s.
Oh man,
that is actually genuinely the most fucked up thing. Like I've heard. Like what the fuck? Like Casey knows someone who like doesn't believe in dinosaurs. I think I do too, actually. But the one big conspiracy theory that you're gonna commit to is like, yeah, those fetuses, they're at McDonald's. McDonald's is making fucking baby burgers. Yeah. Like, why would they want to do that? Like, why would they if they're gonna like send them anywhere? They're gonna why do a McDonald's, you know?
Also, those can't be good profit margins.
Yeah, they're gonna be expensive, huh?
I feel like they're
razor thin on their margins at McDonald's.
I'm like, where do they keep all the fetuses, you know?
Yeah. How would they keep that quiet?
Yeah.
Like you're telling me the 15-year-old whose first job it is to work the fucking cash register at the drive-through window is gonna like walk into the back and find a tub of fetuses, and their manager's just gonna be like, "Don't don't say anything."
You have to sign an NDA to work for McDonald's.
You're doing your training trying to learn the cash register, and you're like, "Why is there a button that says fetus?" And it's like, "Well." We don't advertise that one, but
they have to have the McDonald's menu. Platinum card to order the fetus.
That's on the secret menu.
I'm just imagining like 15-year-old. It's like you know, I'm about to expose McDonald's, and then like Grimace attacks.
It's like I'm gonna grimace like, Obama and Hillary Clinton or something.
It's just like the McDonald's CEO is just like, release the grimace.
The Ronald McDonald pictures on Instagram killed me. I just want you to know that.
Oh yeah, with the Ronald statue we found. Who was that? Was Mark, Devin, me, and who was it? Just GOG, our friend our manager now. Actually, oh yes, our social media manager now. Shout out to Gio.
Hell yeah.
They're fucking dope. And are gonna help us so much because we are a mess. Because right now I just basically shitpost and act like somehow that's any type of PR.
Yeah.
But
that's what we've been trying.
I was really excited to see the Ronald McDonald statue because I haven't seen one of those since I was like 5. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, he was kind of built. Yeah, like he looked good, you know. He was
a
like
good looking clown.
He was a really welcoming. He was a really welcoming Ronald McDonald, you know. Huh.
I don't think I've seen these photos. Are they on Instagram, you said?
Yeah.
I need to see like the tone to McDonald statue.
He's fit. He's fit. Yeah, Hot Ronald is fit.
Hot Ronald is like that's a good, really good nickname if you and know anybody named Ronald.
Has anyone seen Mike Hot Pants?
No.
This guy goes to Pride parades and other things, and he looks so much like Mike Pence, like just him as a person. So he dresses up in like booty shorts and things that goes around.
That's awesome.
I think he calls himself Mike Hot Pants.
I just want a good guy.
Yeah.
Imagine being like, fuck, I look like Mike Pence, but doing that with it instead of just being like, all right,
because realistically, I mean, if you look like Mike Pence, that's not a problem for you up until pretty recently. I'd say that's a normal looking dude up until pretty recently. Now it's like, shit, I look like Mike Pence.
Yeah, you're like, oh, damn, I think I kind of look like Mike Pence. Yeah.
Genre of dude.
But then you just use it to your advantage.
Exactly, you use your powers
for good.
Mike
Hot Pants, incredible. Incredible.
Okay.
Oh my God, this guy's incredible.
Yeah.
This is Mike Pence.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Yeah, he's also gay. He just wanders around in short shorts collecting money for liberal causes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's got a button that says Mike Hot Pence Cares. That rocks. Shout out to Mike Hot Pence.
Woo.
At Mike Hot Pence on Twitter.
Be hot pants, judging by those short shorts. Come on. Just kidding.
Yeah,
just joking.
That's what I thought you were saying was hot just pants. I was very confused. About the,
I was saying that because that's what I thought it was, but then I looked it up, and I think it's just Mike Hot Pence.
All right, I'm glad we're on the same page then.
Yeah, no, you heard what I was saying. I was just saying the wrong thing.
I mean, he's got hot pants. That's not hard to deny.
He does, and like when I saw him, he didn't even have like the suit jacket on.
Damn, he's like, in like his vacation mode.
He's just gotten like looser as the years go on, I guess.
Mike Hot Pence has given me more money than Joe Biden has.
Joe Biden gives negative money.
Yeah, that's right.
I just bought a truck. Can we talk about them gas prices?
Yeah, you're the guy that's putting into the stickers on all the gas pumps in Cincinnati.
That's not me.
That's you.
Again, I just wish people understood that, like, I wish it was okay for me to be like, yeah, I hate the president without everybody assuming that I hate the president for the same reasons that they do. Like, my friend got me a bumper sticker as a truck warming gift. He got me truck nuts, too. Wow. But he also got me, they're really tiny. I don't know why. They're like absurdly small.
Does the
truck nuts.
Come with a dick, but really? Not nuts?
Yeah, it's got the dick like hangs off the back of it. It's weird. It's like it's backwards. You wouldn't think of it. But he got me a bumper sticker that has a picture of Joe Biden on it, and it says, "Does this ass make my truck look big?" And I want to put that on my truck. I think that would be funny.
Yeah.
But I just know that people would be like, "Yeah," for like the wrong reasons.
They'd be yelling "Let's go Brandon" at you. Not, I mean, like as a joke, but not in the same way that we mean it.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
awesome.
But like if you can infiltrate and then like I don't know, they thought that you thought "Let's go Brandon," but now suddenly all of their Trump stickers are replaced with I don't know marks.
I feel like it's really easy to convince people of stuff if you can actually sit down and make them listen to you. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Oh, I just meant to cause chaos and to make their lives more difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
as,
true. That's
as far
true.
As like, I've thrown the idea around with Keelan before. I'm trying to convince him to run for public office to infiltrate the right. Like, you could be a fake Republican and just accidentally have them believe in progressive causes so easily.
I guess the question is, like, how many actual Republican causes would you have to support to get to that point to have, like any actual influence?
I don't know. Keelan's smart. I think he could do it.
I'm dumb as shit, first of all.
you just have to phrase things the way that Republicans do, opposite thing.
Well, no, it's just, like, so I have always been, oh, God, never mind. I'm not going, no. Anyway, I think it's possible you can change their mind. It's just that you just cannot say you are a leftist or a liberal or anything like that.
Yeah, it's like you immediately get shut down in their mind if they... Yeah. If they make you.
We can thank McCarthyism for that.
Yeah.
It's also funny being a girl, because that's just how like most of the conversations with them are from the start. Whether I say I'm a liberal or not, I have purple hair and I look like a girl, so it's okay. It's how I get away with things. I'm just so dumb. I'm sorry, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I had to scan all of the items. My bad. Didn't realize.
People at home steal from corporations.
Yeah, true. Honestly.
Steal. Theft. We support it.
And also property damage and stuff. Pretty cool.
Police precincts.
giant magnets can wipe data, theoretically.
Huh.
How big do they have to be? I don't know.
Comically big.
I think as long as you put a magnet up against the electronic thing, it's clocks. Probably just gonna die.
Just add some sulfur.
What?
Put it in the pressure cooker.
Keelan, what did you say earlier that killed me?
Oh, when we were memeing Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go to the hardware store.
And buy specific chemicals.
Park it somewhere.
And be parody.
Parody.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Where would banks and specifically, what's it? What is like? You know, like. Sallie Mae and like Great Oaks or whatever the fuck it's called or
what's the
Navion or whatever, I don't know.
Great Lakes is what you thinking of?
I'm out.
The borrower?
Where would servers be? Like computer just, servers.
Hey, they're not gonna wipe out our student debt. So
we might as well.
And just ship a bunch of magnets to them.
No, they're like fucking boomers. It's probably all on paper.
No, you life mail sucks. Them a big even box easier. Of magnets. Attention the server room on the big box of magnets.
Yeah, take it to the server.
Attention server room.
This is for server number one. The next bag is for server number two.
And just dump it on there.
Just kind of rub it on the servers. If you can.
Yeah, this cleans the server from viruses.
That would be so cool if someone like snuck in and just deleted all the data from those people. That'd be awesome. That's some like Robin Hood shit.
And also, if anyone that works for the Department of Education, you know, email us at YBIGpodcasts.
Yeah, right into the show with how we can assist you with causing some issues. For your employer. YBIGpodcast@gmail.com.
No, how
are we allowed to say any of this?
I
feel like we gotta stop. I feel like we gotta stop.
I think you can say it.
Like, all I'm talking about is eliminating debt for millions of Americans.
Yeah.
That
shouldn't exist in the first place. Yeah. I'm into it.
While we're at it, are there any servers for hospitals that I don't know.
Anyway, this has been the Joe Brandon update. Thanks for sticking with us. It's been a good old time.
Yep. Yep. Well, that was the Joe Brandon update, and you know, we normally, as we're winding down the show, we sort of have one last segment that we always kind of round things out with. So I was just kind of wondering if.
Are there any new bands I should know about?
Didn't phrase it right. Are there any new bands I should know about?
Absolutely the worst shot at that you've ever taken.
I try, but it's not always worked. Are there any new bands we should know about? Or also, I guess just more accurately, like, what have you been listening to? What have you guys been fucking with music-wise that you would want to point people towards?
We're going to circle back to Kyle because we know that he has an answer, but he is not, it's not coming out the mouth yet. Okay, I have three. Fuck, I forgot one of them already. It's fine. I'll remember it on the way. Scarlett D'Amour, band in Chicago. Really love them. They're doing great things.
Hell yeah.
Otis Slaps in New York. It's a Riley solo project. He makes hyper pop and he does a really good job at it.
Nice.
And maybe we have to circle back to me too.
It's all good. Like we said, there's no wrong answers. Feel free to just pass the mic. If you think of one, just grab the mic from whoever has it in the middle of them talking.
Hardcore.
Totally
style.
Fine.
Oh, I remembered it. Sorry. He gave it. Skyle, no. So that was Kyle's last words as a member of Paper Geese. One more thing about Otis Slaps / Riley, gonna be on one of our songs in our cover EP, same as Ankle Biter, Rachel, Good Human, Good Music. Super, super cool to see you're doing vocals, and they make really cool, like,
it's very, like, very much a throwback to just like straight up like 80s hardcore punk. Just very Minor Threat, all that stuff vibes, which I appreciate. It's been a while since I've heard a band go at it so like straightforwardly, kind of.
Yeah.
Repeat the band name one more time.
Ankle Biter.
Hell yeah.
I guess this is just kind of like probably a different type of music that usually people recommend, but Jimmy on Jets in Trenton is making makes really good like just trap music, and also Dot Mega. He does a lot of stuff with Dot Mega. I guess Rissa knew them for a long time, and they would just kind of like, I don't know, maybe just like bounce ideas off each other, or at least like I think Jimmy on Jets would like sample some of your stuff or something. So yeah. He's a cool dude. I guess he makes really good music.
Yeah, no, that's I'm glad you remembered him. Yeah, I used to send him like just really little samples of just guitar stuff, and like he would create beats around it that made like it. He's just an insane like music maker, and yeah, same with Dot Mega, and I know they perform a lot like out and about around like Trenton, Hamilton, and the surrounding area. I think they try to get out a lot.
That's so weird because there's a Trenton and a Hamilton like right next to where I live in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
Hamilton, I'm used to there being. I don't know. It's fake.
You live in the fake Jersey.
Yeah, that's, of course, that's, yeah.
Wait, do you guys live near a Culver's?
Yes.
Do you go to Culver's?
I don't.
I miss Culver's.
Culver's gives me a tummy ache.
Okay,
shut up. Culver's rocks.
But it's worth it.
That's because you get the whole burger and the ice cream and everything, dude. You don't need to be getting
I don't get the ice cream, but I do get the cheese curds.
Oh, I get the cheese curds and the custard.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's like, it's so bad. It hurts so bad, but it tastes so good.
It's so good. The cheese
curds
are unreal.
You have to dip the cheese curds in custard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never tried that.
The closest cheese curds to us are either 8 hours south in North Carolina or 8 hours west in Cleveland.
Casey and I have taken trips like pretty much just to obtain cheese curds. she really knows her locations. Also, I had a couple people I was thinking of, but Gadge, I also wanted to shout out because they're like playing like some straight up shoegaze, you know, that I just appreciate. I don't know if they've had a release since their first album, which was fairly recent-ish in the past like year or something. Andrew and I, we went to school and I think Andrew was probably more friendly. I don't know. We were both we were like musically acquainted with the bassist. Yeah, he plays bass, right? Yeah, but it's really cool to see, just kind of an old friend out there doing really cool stuff and making music that I really like, for sure. So I suck at album names and stuff, but Gadge, it's GAADGE. And then they're on Spotify and they're pretty dope.
Nice.
I don't know any like guys in the scene. I don't have a cool answer like that, but there's this one kind of small band out in California called Mustard Service that I've always really liked. They're kind of a zesty surfer tone, really great guitar.
Yeah.
I love like everything they've produced. Also recently I've just been really into the Beastie Boys for some reason. I don't know why.
Hell yeah.
I fucking love the Beastie Boys right now.
That reminds me also, Queen Latifah's first album, Black Rain, unironically greatest album of all time. I've been revisiting that. Go listen to it. Black Rain on Spotify. That shit's incredible.
I honestly will, because I'm curious now. If you legitimately believe it's the best album of all time.
I yes. I love it so much. I used to listen to it a lot when I was like 18 to 20, and I've been bringing it back.
Hell yeah.
There's just a couple songs on there that are so good, but like overall the album is just insane. This isn't like a band. Everybody knows like Granddaddy, you know. Mm-hmm. I just something like really weird I found out recently is like way back in the day, like 2007, whenever they like first released Zunes, I had an original like version of a Zune. And there was a few uploaded, like pre-uploaded songs and pre-uploaded music videos. And like one of them was the 30 Seconds to Mars one, whatever that song was called. But another one was some band I couldn't remember, whatever. But I remember the song was so catchy that I had remembered it all these years. And I still knew the lyrics and the words and how it sounded. And I also really like the band Granddaddy and have been listening to them for a few years since I discovered them.
Yeah.
You know, it turns out that Zune pre-upload was a Granddaddy song.
Hmm.
And that was like back in like 2006 or 2007, I guess, I just find it like so crazy that like that's how I inadvertently discovered Granddaddy, that they were just like a pre-uploaded song on my Zoom. And like it was this music video that I used to watch all the time. And then fast forward to me listening to Granddaddy now, and I was like, "Wait, they sound a lot like this band that I used to listen to once." I don't know why.
I wonder how many of our listeners actually know what a Zune is.
Oh, Zunes were so good, man. Well, yeah, no, that seriously ages me to death. But
no.
But. Oh man, you really don't know what a Zune is?
No,
Devin doesn't know what a Zune is.
Oh god,
really? I'm kind of surprised.
Think iPod, but
Microsoft, Bill Gates.
Yeah,
I mean, it actually wasn't like pre iPod though. It was actually like a competitor. Yeah,
yeah.
And it was awesome, but now it's dead because Apple crushes everything.
Yeah, yep. Using the word competitor very loosely.
Yeah, it tried its best.
It was the HD DVD of audio players.
I remained really loyal to it. I bought another Zune like when they came out with like the cool slim version, and then there were just no more Zunes, and I was like, oh, I think in like eighth grade I actually just used a big bulky like PSP as my like music because I had a like bunch of songs downloaded on it.
Hell yeah.
So I just carried around a fucking portable PlayStation with headphones plugged in.
That's having so the headphones coming out of the front like hoodie pocket, like the wide pocket, with just the shape of a PSP just like hanging
literally
forward.
It was so big and so stupid. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how I got here. I don't know how I got to this train of thought.
Does anybody else have any bands they'd want to recommend? Again, open prompt. If you've been listening to something that everybody knows, feel free to throw that out.
I don't know if you've heard about this little underground artist, little niche, Mac DeMarco.
How do you spell that? I'll Google it.
I've been actually practicing drumming lately, and so I've been listening to like weird, you know, drummy heavy songs. The song New Computers from Girlfriends, cool album. He just dropped two albums, 2003. One's the album, the other one is just the album reversed. New Computers is a really cool song to drum along to. It's a really cool one. More Weather Day, because they have like weird, really trashy, like noise type beats. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dosh. Dosh's got some weird stuff. Gleamer. Gleamer's been cool to drum to.
Super fuck with Gleamer.
Shout out Kyle. Duster's kind of fun to drum to. I don't know. Little drummy lately, so that's just kind of where I've been at. And not drum news. Sad Park. I gotta mention Sad Park. I've just been listening to so much Sad Park. Really cool. I actually got to see them at mom's house in New Brunswick not too long ago. It's pretty okay.
Nice.
I just thought of the dumbest joke.
No, say it, please. I mean, I hit you with the Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said really Sad Park and that you saw them, and I was going to say, was Cartman there?
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I told you it was a dumb joke.
Jesus, man.
And here's Kyle.
Hello. I have to recommend a little group called Horse Jumper of Love.
Yeah.
They recently put out a new album. I actually got into them back in their self-titled days and saw them in a tiny basement of a bookstore, and it just perfectly suited the band. They put out a new album, I think, just like a week or two ago. Definitely got to check that out.
Yeah.
I've also been listening to Oso Oso, put out a new album probably a month or two ago at this point. Nothing new from these guys, but I've just been listening to so much lately. They're gutting a body of water. I can only describe it as scrungy. I don't even know. It's like noisy dream noise, gaze, bedroom noise, music. It's good.
Fuck with honestly all of the above. All of that sounds super sick. So I'm gonna have to check that out. Hell yeah.
I thought of just a couple more. Sorry. Just one more. I've been recently listening to like a lot of Sleepy Dog. Specifically 700 Miles. That song is really fucking good. It's just really good. This is not new or anything, but Archers of Loaf, I've been getting really into their whole old catalog, which is pretty fun. So yeah, I guess I'll leave off on those too.
I just want to add the new Stand Atlantic album. I realize I've had that on repeat a lot since it came out.
Hell yeah. I don't know them that well, but I'm almost positive I've seen them live. I'm pretty sure I fucked with it.
Yeah, I saw them live a few years ago, but I had to leave in the middle of their set because the person I was with got a concussion.
No!
And I, once again, actually was puking and had to leave.
Oh no.
So we made it home eventually, but they were great and their new album is great.
Nice.
Yeehaw.
Tight.
Yeehaw.
Did we miss anybody? I didn't do a good job of keeping track. Did we miss anybody, or does anybody have any final ones to yell out?
Devin says Shakira. I think everybody did talk, so if no one has any last words.
Tight, yeah. Well, gang.
Hey,
Hey.
Yeah, whoa. What?
I've got one.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I've got one.
I wasn't ending the show. What?
Yeah, like, you were. Ahead.
Yeah, no, you were. As the manager, you were.
Okay, maybe I was, but
I am a freak and I am old, and so I like this little prog metal band called Porcupine Tree. It's the only time I've ever cried at a concert was during their encore.
Jesus.
It was amazing.
Come on.
It was like 2008, bro. Calm down. Anyway, they just put out an album called Closure Continuation, and I really like it. It's very, very proggy. There's like a super bass song. There's a real riffy song. There's some mellow stuff. It's good. Go listen to it.
Nice. Keelan?
So my music has been fucked this last week.
Oh, why? No.
All right, so I'm just gonna like the things I've most been listening to lately. Well, first of all, so they've been mentioned before, but Anxiety, that band's up.
So band I have that. It took me a second. I got so good.
Band called Anxiety. They had an album come out, I think, in like January, and I've been listening to that a lot. Also Padfoot, of course. I'm gonna say them every single time. And then these are just groups that people already know, but just God, honest to God, I'm starting to think the best thrash album ever made was Rust in Peace by Megadeth at this point.
Don't even get me started on Megadeth, dude.
No, dude, I'll fight you.
Let's not get started on Megadeth.
So anyway, and then, a lot of Fleetwood Mac lately, okay. Yeah. Oh, and also I became obsessed with the song Silk Chiffon by Muna featuring Phoebe Bridgers. And that's it.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, friends. I think we're coming near the end of it. It's been an absolute pleasure having y'all on.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, my God.
Thank you for suffering through everything that it's taken to get to this point, including hanging out with the three of us. So thank you so much. We've super appreciated it. Does anybody have any last words they want to shout out as the outro music fades in? Is that a kazoo?
That's honestly kind of perfect. Damn, make that thing sing. Come on. Hey gang, it's Jacob here. Just to close out the episode, you know the drill at this point, you know how it is. Just wanted to thank Paper Geese for coming on the show. Seriously, what a pleasure to talk to them. We finally made this thing happen, trying to connect them for a while, so very, very glad we finally got the opportunity to talk. Paper Geese, aka the artist formerly known as Wormed, so definitely check their music out. You can follow them on Twitter at PaperGeeseNJ. You can check out their Bandcamp, that's at papergeese.bandcamp.com. Scraps and Bits, there's some demos of both Casey's and Arissa's. Those are both available on Bandcamp and Spotify, so make sure you check them out there both. If you'd like to write into the show, you can certainly do that. You know the address, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at ybigpodcast or on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. If you like the show, throw us a rating, 5 stars. You can do that on Spotify and iTunes. It's free and it helps us out. Oh, we'd love it so much. And music for Your Band is Garbage is courtesy of Hey, I Love You and Bake Jowell.